Sanibonani, good wishes for the day, and welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema, and on today's headlines, we look at the anti-gang units confiscating firearms and arresting suspects. A man appeared for the rape of a minor, and another minor is investigated for rape. Lastly, the TRT members foil a house robbery. Stay tuned as we bring you these and more on the South African Crime News Podcast. Our first headline for the day looks at the anti-gang units confiscating firearms and arresting suspects. It is a known fact that firearms are closely linked to gang violence, and these weapons are acquired through illegal means. Therefore, a concerted effort must be made by law enforcement to seize the firearms and arrest suspects. The anti-gang units deployed in the northern areas have made significant inroads in seizing illegal firearms and ammunition, thereby disempowering gang affiliates. In the last year, around July, a total of 23 firearms and 193 rounds of ammunition were seized. The latest arrests were effected on the 29th of July 2020 in Battlesdorp. It is alleged that at about 12:30, anti-gang unit members were patrolling in Extension 21 in Battlesdorp when they spotted two well-known gang members. When they saw the police vehicle, they started running with the police members closing on their heels. Two males aged 22 and 23 were arrested. Two 9mm firearms were also recovered. The serial number on one of the firearms was filed off, while ownership of the other is yet to be established. Both firearms were sent for ballistic testing to check if they were used in the commission of any other crime. The two males were detained on charges of illegal possession of firearms and ammunition. They were then expected to appear in court following their arrest. Our second headline looks at a man appearing in court for the rape of a minor, and another minor was investigated for rape. A 40-year-old man was expected to appear at the Kabukweni Magistrates Court for allegedly raping a 14-year-old boy. The suspect was picked up by the police after allegedly raping the boy, who found him lying down helplessly and offered to help him. When he related his ordeal to his parents, the boy indicated that he actually spotted this man, known to him, lying down helplessly and helped him to get up. He then innocently walked with him for a short distance. However, the very same man he became a good Samaritan to turned evil against him, forced him into an old abandoned house, and raped him. The parents then reported the matter to the police, hence the arrest of the suspect and his subsequent appearance in court. Another rape incident involves a 9-year-old girl who was allegedly raped by her 14-year-old cousin. Police were told that the suspect tied the victim with a rope and covered her mouth with a cloth and then raped her. This incident, which is under investigation, was uncovered by the mother of the victim when she returned home from work, then alerted the police. The Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Montli Zuma, has commended the police for the arrest. He has also raised his concerns regarding the lack of morals by some men who continue perpetuating abominable and vicious acts of sexual assault against minors and women. Our last headline for the day looks at the TRT members foiling another house robbery. Four suspects were arrested, while the fifth one was fatally wounded after the Welcome Tactical Response Team followed a crime intelligence information on the conspiracy to commit a house robbery at a house in Welcome. On the 29th of July 2020, at about 11, five male suspects aged between 27 and 52 were ambushed after they parked their Toyota Buggy in 2010 section in Thabong. The police managed to arrest four suspects, while the fifth one was fatally wounded after he drew a firearm towards the police. A Norinco pistol with serial numbers filed off and live ammunition was seized. items such as gloves, knives, cell phones, ropes, and a maroon Toyota Buggy with GP registration were seized. Four suspects appeared in the Welcome Magistrates Court on charges of conspiracy to commit house robbery and possession of unlicensed firearm and ammunition. An inquest docket was also registered, which will be investigated further by the Independent Police Investigative Directorate. The suspects appeared in the Welcome Magistrates Court on the above-mentioned charges. In other news, business robbery suspects were arrested. On the 30th of July 2020 at about 9:50 a.m., at Plumblink in Dal Park, Brakpan, about five suspects entered a shop and then blocked the door. One of them was carrying a pistol and ordered everyone to lie down. The others demanded the safe to be opened. As the manager was opening the safe, they took their backups and stashed the money inside. They also demanded the employer for their cell phones and ran out. Suspects shot two shots in the air and went to the next door, where an undisclosed amount of cash was also taken, including laptops and customers' cell phones. The suspects left the scene in a Mercedes-Benz and a Toyota Elias in the direction to Watville. The police gave a chase until at Olifantsfontein, where the four suspects, age ranges from 30 to 44, were arrested. Inside the Mercedes-Benz, a Taurus pistol with 15 ammunition, cash, cell phones, laptops, and a black leather jacket were found. The suspects appeared in the Brakpan Magistrates Court on the 31st of July, 2020. The police in Limpopo launched a search operation for a missing man. The police in Waterval, outside Makado, launched a search operation for a missing man, Alfred Peha, aged 25, from Elim Mpeni Block A, after he allegedly went missing on the 26th of July at around 8 p.m. It is alleged that he left his home without informing anyone about his destination, and since then he never returned. The type of clothes he was wearing at the time of the disappearance are unknown. The search operations were conducted at relatives, friends, and surrounding areas with no success. Anyone with information that can assist the police to locate the missing person may contact Detective Sergeant Aubrey Mabobo on 072-033-9003 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. Alternatively, people can report to their nearest police station. In the Western Cape province, a suspect was caught in possession of an unlicensed firearm shortly after a truck was hijacked in Browns Farm, and three were detained for drugs in Delft. The vigilance and swift response by members attached to Nyanga Firearm and Liquor Officers resulted to the arrest of a 23-year-old suspect shortly after he and other suspects hijacked a delivery truck on the 30th of July in a traffic light in Govan Mbeki, Browns Farm. The members responded to a broadcast minutes after a truck was reported hijacked, and as they were approaching the scene of the crime, they spotted the truck. An unknown number of suspects jumped off the truck and opened fire at the police members, who then retaliated. One of the suspects was arrested in possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition, which was reported stolen during a house robbery in April 2021 in Samora Michael. One suspect was arrested in possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition, which was reported stolen during a house robbery in April 2019 in Samora Michael. Two innocent bystanders, an 8-year-old boy, and another person were injured during the shootout and admitted to hospital for medical attention and are in a stable condition. Once charged, the suspects were expected to appear in Atlehone Magistrates Court on charges of hijacking, possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition, attempted murder, and pointing a firearm. In an unrelated matter, members of the Flying Squad Maitland acted on information of drug dealing in Delft and conducted a search operation at a residence in Elgar Street, Delft South, on the 29th of July 2020. This operation led to the arrest of three suspects, a 30-year-old male and two females aged 31 and 66, for the possession of Mandrax tablets valued at 500,000 rands. The suspects are then due to appear in the Blue Downs Magistrates Court once they were charged. Also in the Western Cape, suspects were arrested for various crimes in Vryheid, Nyanga and Goodwood. Our members' dedicated efforts to bring perpetrators of the law to book produced successful outcomes in the Vryheid, Nyanga and Goodwood policing precincts. On the 30th of July 2020, at approximately 11:30 a.m., members of the Meisenberg SAPS Crime Prevention Unit acted on information regarding the possible sale and storage of drugs in Vryheid. This information led to a residence in Trevor Silea Road, Vryheid, where they discovered, after conducting a search on the premises, 150 whole Mandrax tablets located in a bedroom. A further search of the premises yielded in 510 whole Mandrax tablets and 40 half Mandrax tablets buried in the backyard. The drug items had an undetermined value and were all confiscated. A 30-year-old male suspect was subsequently arrested on a dealing in drugs charge. He was expected to appear in the Meisenberg Magistrates Court on the 31st of July 2020. Members attached to Nyanga SAPS arrested three suspects in three separate incidents during crime prevention duties in the Browns Farm area. The first incident took place on the 29th of July 2020 at approximately 1:30 p.m. when they acted on information about a hijacking in Siyahlala informal settlement, Browns Farm. Upon arrival at the scene, they apprehended a 23-year-old suspect who was discovered inside a hijacked VW Golf. However, the suspect's accomplice managed to jump out of the vehicle when he saw the members approaching and fled the scene on foot. Meanwhile, also on the 29th of July, members of the Nyanga SAPS acted on information about a vehicle pulling a trailer which had been reported stolen in May in Old Crossroads. A 30-year-old suspect was found in possession of the stolen trailer in Brown's Farm and was subsequently arrested. In an unrelated incident, also on the 29th of July, the members apprehended a 17-year-old suspect following a business robbery at a barbershop in Brown's Farm. The complainant was in his house when he heard gunshots and saw two suspects entering his business, take money, and then run away. The members followed up and acted on information leading to the arrest of the suspect. Nyanga police are following up on all leads to arrest the second suspect. The three suspects were expected to appear in the Athlone Magistrates Court on charges that include possession of a hijacked vehicle, possession of stolen property, business robbery, and attempted murder. Members of the Provincial Integrated Team arrested a 50-year-old male suspect who was found in possession of several rounds of ammunition, 146 whole Xanax capsules and 4 half Xanax capsules. He was expected to appear in court on possession of ammunition and possession of drug charges. A duo is arrested for a tax fraud of over 1.2 million rands. Two suspects aged 43 and 69 attached to a local fruit and vegetable store in Port Elizabeth were arrested with J175 court summons by the Hawks Serious Commercial Crime Investigation Team. The duo allegedly submitted a dozen of fictitious invoices to the South African Revenue Services, claiming to have had business transaction with other two local companies over a period between August 2012 and July 2016. A diligent probe by SARS revealed that the 12 invoices and the two suppliers were allegedly forged. The invoices were fictitious and fraudulent, as these invoices were not issued by the two said suppliers. Consequently, SARS suffered an actual loss that exceeded 1.2 million rands, and the matter was referred to the Hawks for serious investigation. The two suspects were expected to appear at the specialized commercial crimes court in Port Elizabeth on the 17th of August 2020. An accused was sentenced to 18 years of imprisonment for dealing in drugs. Sibonke Banele Bengu, aged 28, was sentenced to an effective 18 years of direct imprisonment and declared unfit to possess a firearm by Calvinia Regional Court for dealing in drugs. Bengu was arrested in September 2018 by members of DOG units after receiving information about a suspicious vehicle that was driving in and around Calvinia. The vehicle was spotted at a petrol station after it apparently broke down from mechanical problems. Upon investigation, members found Mandrake's tablets in boxes concealed in the boot. The seized drugs were estimated to worth 6.5 million rands in street value. The provincial head, Major General Kolegi Lekgalawe, has applauded members for their sterling work. He further declared war against illicit drug trades in a quest to ensure that the streets are reclaimed from the drug lords. The Kimberley K9 members confiscate illicit cigarettes. On the 30th of July 2020, while conducting COVID-19 crime prevention duties in the New Park area in Kimberley, members of the Kimberley K9 unit, under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Damane, noticed a male person leaving a mini-mart tuck shop in Black Street in New Park, Kimberley. The male was stopped and searched, and inside a plastic bag, they found 10 packets of Bush cigarettes worth 450 rands. The male suspect directed the police to the mini-market where he allegedly bought the cigarettes. Upon searching the mini-market, police discovered illicit cigarettes amounting to 13,850 rands. Two men, aged 35 and 45 years old respectively, were arrested and charged for contravening Regulation 48 and 45 of the Disaster Management Act regulations. Group D leaders, Brigadier Nicky Moles and Brigadier Mojapela Moreki, commended the members for their continued persistence in enforcing the lockdown regulations. In the Eastern Cape, a suspect hands himself over to the police following a Sterkfontein shooting. A 48-year-old suspect has handed himself to the police following the shooting of three women in Sterkspruit. It is alleged that on the 29th of July, between 11 and 12:30 p.m., the suspect attacked and fatally shot three women. The women were aged 58, 66 and 72 and injured another aged 58 at their homesteads at Mbihli village, Palmit Fontein area. The injured woman was rushed to hospital for medical treatment. Police are investigating cases of murder and attempted murder. The suspect was to appear at the Sterkspruit District Court on three counts of murder and attempted murder. The Eastern Cape Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Lizwe Ntshinga, condemned the attack and the killing of defenseless women. Police will oppose bail in this case. The suspects must remain in custody until the finalization of the case, said the general. Also in the Eastern Cape, 18 suspects are arrested for the contravention of the Disaster Management Act. OR Tambo Police are committed to maintaining law and order and enforcing the Disaster Management Act around the district by conducting operations. During the operations that were conducted at Tsolo, Mthatha, Madeira and Gangelizwe between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m., 18 suspects between 21 and 37 years old were arrested for contravention of the DMA by failing to confine themselves to their places of residence. They appeared before courts on the 30th of July. Meanwhile, A 33-year-old man was arrested during an operation after he was found in possession of an unlicensed 9mm pistol with 4 rounds of ammunition at Julugugu locality in Biki on the 29th of July at about 9 p.m. Police were following information about him being in possession of an unlicensed firearm. He resisted the arrest and fired some shots to the police, but was overpowered and arrested. No one was injured. He'll be pro-lifed and linked to house robberies, attempted murder, and murders that occurred around Biki. He was to appear before the Biki Periodical Court, and the firearm was sent for ballistic testing. Lastly, the Mthatha K9 members have arrested a 29-year-old man after he was found in possession of 8 Boss Mandrax tablets and 160 rands in cash at Sibangweni locality in Libote. He appeared before the Libote Magistrates Court facing charges of possession and dealing in drugs. The District Commissioner, Major General David Kanuga, commended all the operatives. In the KwaZulu-Natal area, a man was nabbed in drugs and appeared in court. Police officers from Bergville conducted an operation at Makangangozi after they received intelligence about a suspect dealing in Dagga. Police proceeded to the identified homestead where the suspect was found at the premises. Upon searching the house, a container full of Dagga as well as bags containing Dagga were seized. A 54-year-old man was placed under arrest for dealing in Dagga. Police seized 220 kilograms of Dagga, estimated to have a street value of 35,000 rands. He appeared in the Bergville Magistrates Court on the 30th of July. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, praised the police officers for arresting the drug dealer. And for our last story, the police in Ekuruleni arrest 20 after service delivery protests erupts into lawlessness. Police have intensified deployment and are on high alert since the 29th of July, monitoring closely the areas around Eden Park, Togoza, Polar Park and Rager Park. This comes after incidents of violence and general lawlessness erupted from what started as sporadic service delivery protests related to electricity cuts in the mentioned areas on the 29th of July 2020. Criminal elements took advantage of the protests and attacked and looted 3 shops in Eden Park. A warehouse was also torched. Police have since arrested a total of 20 suspects. 6 suspects were arrested for the possession of suspected stolen property related to looting, while 14 suspects were arrested for the contravention of the Disaster Management Act lockdown regulations in relation to the restriction of movement of persons between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. The situation was calm but tense while police remained in the area to ensure that no further incidents of violence and criminality erupted. The police warned the community against incitement of violence by those with criminal intentions using service delivery protests as an opportunity to commit crime and stir violence among communities. For further updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on social media platforms. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.